Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, America. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live, speaking to you from the 10th floor of the We Believe Tower in Midtown, overlooking majestic Buckhead, with the skies are ominous, and so is our economy. Today we have a lot of things to talk about. I put a post on Facebook a while ago in which I said, if things go along today like they have been for the past month or two, all the way to the election, we will have four more years of Barack Hussein Obama. Why do I say that? He has been masterful at keeping the topic on what he wants to talk about, which is Bain Capital for Romney, Romney's past, Romney having a dog on top of his roof, Barack Obama eating a dog, things, women, the war on women, contraceptive. None of this is important. None of this has really anything to do with the major things that are confronting this nation that are so overwhelmingly important that people need to address. People are more interested in what are the Obamas doing? What about this? What about Mitt Romney talking to the NAACP? And, you know, why did Joe Biden go and not Barack Obama? All of these things are very trivial, but they're important to the Obama campaign because when he talks about trivial things and a day goes by where they're talking about the war on women, which is fictitious, there is no such thing. When they talk about Mitt Romney and how many years should he give his income tax? He gave one. Why hasn't he given more? That took up the whole news cycle for the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and into Monday. And, well, Romney was actually still head of Bain Capital, and he said he wasn't. That's a felony. He should go to prison. That's taken another day. Romney foolishly, very foolishly, is biting on each of these little trivial, insignificant things. That's what Obama wants. That's why he's going to be president for four more years, because he is setting the agenda, and it's on everything other than what is important. And what is important is his stewardship of this economy and how badly it has it's broken, and what he has done to fix it, which isn't a blessed thing. Are we better off now than we were 4 years ago financially? The answer is no. I'm going to bring on our first guest, and we're going to go through this here today. Hold on just a second while I do that. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live. You are on the air, sir.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, this is Jack Watts.
This is Jack Watts on Jack Watts Live, and you are on the air speaking across America and the world to countless millions.
Well, that makes me nervous thinking I'm talking to millions of people. But I just wanted to call and tell you that back before President Obama took office, I was fairly affluent and I was doing well. And now it's very difficult to make ends meet on a weekly basis because there's things are just so much more expensive than they were before, like gasoline and everything else. And I just find it very difficult to believe that people would still vote for this man since he has, I think he's bankrupted this country.
Well, I think that, excuse me, this is the key. When we talk about money, and money is the color that of this election, not he's black, Romney's white, that's totally irrelevant. The color we need to talk about is green and red. We were a prosperous nation, and now we are not. Let's just kind of go through some of these things here. And talk about them a little bit. Did you know, sir, that in per capita debt, Americans owe more money to their national debt per person than any other nation in the world? And did you know that?
Well, I know it was a lot, but I didn't know it was the worst in the whole world.
Well,
was
you know,
that,
you,
was it that way before Obama took over?
No, it certainly was not that way before Obama took over. It's been that way. Really, only recently have we gotten that to where it's that bad. And it's going to get worse. But you've seen on TV the riots in Greece, because their economy is about to collapse. The Italian economy is about to collapse. So are Spain and Portugal and Ireland. Well, the average Spaniard owes $18,000. The average Portuguese, $20,000. The average Greek, $39,000. The average Italian, $40,000. The average American, $44,215. We owe more per person. Now, we have a much bigger economy and ability to turn things around because this is, you know, because he didn't have enough time to mess up the nation in just 3.5 years. But that is substantial. Now, there's some other things that I want to talk about that particular thing. The they talk about, oh, well, he inherited a big mess from George Bush. Okay, that's true. When George Bush left office, we owed $10.6 trillion. $10.6. A lot. How much do you think we owe right now?
I think it's somewhere around 16 trillion, isn't it?
15,884,000,000,000. So you guessed high, but only by $16 billion. Now, that means
don't they say that's close enough for government work?
That's actually true. All right. Now, in that graph, in that little chart that I just was telling you about where to the average American owes $44,000, that one was a little bit over a year ago. This is the U.S. debt clock that is that's put out really by the government. And in that $15.884 trillion, the debt per citizen is $50,595. Now, you know, I mean, that's real money.
Doesn't that include children, too? That's everyone.
That includes everyone. It includes everyone.
Wow.
Now, if you, not everybody pays taxes, though. Not everybody makes money. If you just take the, if you take the taxpayer and factor out the kids and the people that are on disability and the people that are retired and the people that, you know, that are on welfare and don't work.
Or here illegally,
there you go.
Yeah.
Well, they aren't citizens, so that they wouldn't be in that debt for
citizens.
That's
right.
Okay,
yeah.
But that's
but they
50,
add to the debt, don't they?
Yeah.
Just the what?
That $50,595, what do you think that becomes when it's just a taxpayer?
I'll say about $80,000.
Let's just play a little game. Go up.
Go up?
Up.
$85,000.
Higher.
$95,000.
Higher.
Oh, my God. $100,000.
Jump up a good bit more.
$103,000.
$139,000.
Oh, my God.
So that is how much you owe. $139,000. Now, the average American personal debt is $50,000. So if you're a taxpayer, that means essentially that you owe right at $190,000 yourself. That's the kind of debt that we have. And we still have these fools in Washington that are talking about, oh, it's not fair that we don't do this for so-and-so. We need to do this. It's fair. You know what? We need to stop at, and this is how Mitt Romney needs to address this campaign. If he put this out to the American people and said, listen, it isn't what's fair. It's what can we afford right now. We are close to the going over the cliff and our whole society destructing. Now, why is it this bad? Where, when George Bush left office, it was $10.6 trillion. That's not good. But it's a lot better than $15.88, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's an increase of close to, like 48 or 50%. It's almost 50% increase. This is in one term, and since Barack Obama's been in office, he's not operated under a budget one time. Not one. Do you know that? Are you there?
Yeah. I'm just.
Do you know that the law says that he is required to operate within a budget? That is what the law requires. The last one that he sent to Congress wasn't ratified. Did you know that?
No.
Well,
so
do you have any idea of what
he's been acting
on?
without a budget, which is, that would be considered illegal then, because by law he's supposed to go within a budget?
Yes, he's operating outside the constraints not only of wisdom, but of the constitutionally mandated law. Now, when he was the last budget that he, you know, proposal that he sent over there was voted on in the House of Representatives, and it was defeated 414-0. Not one person went along with him.
Not even the Democrats.
No, none. Zero. Not one person.
And they did that because they know that if they voted for
it, they don't want to lose the election.
They'd vote themselves out of office. Yeah.
We've got 100 days left, essentially, maybe a few more, before this election. And Mitt Romney's going to lose this thing because he hasn't got sense enough to come in out of the rain. He's talking about every foolish thing, whining about how I need an apology from Barack Obama because he said I had done something criminal. Let him say whatever he wants. Everybody knows Barack Obama's a liar. Point out what he has done to this economy. Nail him on it. Hit him with what he has done. In the Senate, where do you think the vote was in the Senate? They're much more liberal than the House of Representatives. Any idea what that
let's
was?
Let's see. I'm going to go for 100-2.
Well, there are only 100 in the Senate, but you're kind of close.
100-0.
Two people didn't vote, but it was 98-0 against it. Not one person voted for the budget of Barack Hussein Obama.
Isn't there two senators for every state?
I don't know who the two were that abstained, but
abstained.
That, you know, probably did
Barack
Obama.
That he voted against them.
You know, he voted present lots of times because he didn't want to vote. He had the most liberal voting record in the U.S. Senate. Nobody knows that.
Yeah.
And here we are. We have this massive debt that people, what's the difference between $10.6 trillion and $15.88 trillion? I mean, it's so much, such huge numbers that nobody can deal with them. But when I tell you, as a taxpayer, that you owe $139,000 yourself, you can relate to that, can't you, sir?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because 139, and
it's devastating to think that that's what he's done to this country.
Yes, that's exactly right. And what is
Absolutely.
Wrong with this candidate who is unwilling to talk about these things and to say, all right, what specifically we need to do to say, sir, your debt is $139,000. And with the plan that I have in the next 4 years, it's going to bring that from $139,000 to $97,000. Would you be interested in that plan?
Absolutely.
Everybody would.
Yeah.
But nobody talks about that. They're talking about, they put a dog on top of the roof.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's against women having birth control pills. What kind of nonsense is all this? It doesn't
Absolutely.
Mean anything. Nothing.
There was a guy a couple of weeks ago you were talking to that they were talking about, you know, the gays and whatever and saying, what does that have to do with $139,000 that we owe? Yeah, it's incredible.
This is exactly the strategy of David Axelrod to get Barack Hussein Obama back in the White House because he has not finished his job. I see these little pictures on Facebook of, you know, Barack Obama and, you know, devastation. It says, my job's done here. Well, it isn't. There's a lot more that needs to be done to really run this country into the ground, but it's happening wholesale at this point. And there are things that are just, it's not looking good right now. It's not looking good because the agenda is being set by Obama. If I were Mitt Romney, if I were counseling Mitt Romney, I would say, talk about the economy. Talk about the 24 million people, 24 million who do not have jobs. Talk about the 26 million that had food stamps, which was too much, and now there are 46 million. That added 20 million people in his term. Is that insane or what? That's insanity.
I think that goes back to what you were saying, though, about, you know, giving people things that we can't afford to do anymore. And those are the things, you know, it seems to me that if somebody was on food stamps and you took them away, somehow they'd find a way to find a job so that they could eat.
Well, you can't tell me that another 20 million, and they're, you know what, they're having programs to go out and find people to put them on food stamp. They're looking for more people to put on the dole. And then they're talking about, you know, about small business, that, you know, small business people didn't do it themselves. They were kind of, you know, he doesn't understand the economy. He's a Marxist. Marxists don't understand free market economy. They understand,
you know,
the government running everything.
I live up here in Massachusetts, and one of his cronies is the governor here, Deval Patrick. And they have what they call up here an EBT card. It's like a credit card or a debit type of card for people similar to food stamps. And he just, government here, Congress, is trying to get it, because these people are using these cards to get tattoos. They're using these cards to buy alcohol. They're using these cards in other states, like in Las Vegas and all of these places. And Deval Patrick doesn't want that to stop. And I'm like, oh, my God, my taxes are paying for somebody to get a bottle of booze, a tattoo, and go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And go on vacation.
Yeah.
And I gotta work 6 days a week in order to be able to pay my taxes, because I pay my taxes.
This is
incredible. I'm sorry.
In Europe, with all of the trouble that they're having in Greece, particularly in Greece, and looking for a bailout because they have promised people these elaborate pensions and they are able to retire at 50. And so they're looking to the strongest member of the European Union, which is Germany, and saying, we need you to bail us out so we can keep going. And the German chancellor and people are saying, why the hell do we have to work until we're 68 so the Greeks can retire at 50? Ixnay on that stuff. Do you blame them?
Absolutely not.
No.
You know, when I'm an older gentleman, and when I was a kid, I used to think about being able to retire at 65, and then the closer I got, it got raised to 66, and I'm hearing that Social Security, I mean, it may go to 70, not before too long, because they need people to continue to pay into it, because they're giving out so much money from Social Security to people that have never put a penny into it.
Yeah, this is those things are all significant and important. Here's the deal. If Mitt Romney wants to win this election, he needs to talk about this additional $6 trillion that has come at the hands of Barack Hussein Obama, number one. Number two, he needs to talk about our credit rating as a nation being devalued for the first time in history, which means that the interest that we're paying on this debt is higher because we don't have as good a credit.
Right.
He needs to talk about the 8.2% unemployment, which is 24 million people, when you factor in those that are underemployed and those that are just dead. I just can't even handle it anymore, and they drop out.
Yeah.
Stick to those subjects. Stick.
I agree.
Tell people, if you're a taxpayer, you owe $139,000. That's your part of it. You got kids. Each one of them is in debt right now, $50,000.
Yeah.
You got grandchildren.
Aren't they going to start to have debates pretty soon? Sometime in September. I mean, it seems to me that I learned an awful lot from a lot of these debates that they've had. I learned an awful lot about Scott Brown up here in Massachusetts, who hopefully he gets reelected to. I think he's done yeoman job. But, to have these people answer questions that are pertinent to this country, and I don't think they're going to ask, were you outsourcing? Did you have your dog on the top of your car? Who cares? I want to know about future is going to be.
There you go. As far as choosing a running mate, if Mitt Romney, chooses Pawlenty, it'll be kind of like you've got one's beige and the other's taupe. He needs to have somebody who's got a little fire in him. If he's properly vetted, I'd rather have Marco Rubio than any of them personally. But that's neither here nor there. This Romney's going to be the nominee. He wasn't my first choice. He wasn't my second choice. But he is the person that has the one opportunity to turn this nation around, because if we have another 4 years of Barack Obama, your personal debt will be over $200,000 and maybe even a good bit more. And at that point, I don't know that we can continue to exist the way we are. And the country that we will leave to our children and grandchildren will not be the place that we inherited from our fathers and grandfathers. And that, sir, is something that we cannot let happen sitting down. So each week, Barack Obama has, he's got this great social network, and they go out with these little meaningless tweets. Yes, we can. Are you in? Can you do it? We can do it. And none of those things mean anything.
Right.
So, what happens is it's a very, very difficult situation for Romney if he doesn't get on the stick and start talking about things that matter. And if he just said the things that I said here in this little half hour, people will listen, because it's real and it's real money. And it's their future and their children and grandchildren's future.
I agree.
So I've been a little animated in this particular thing. So that's this is about the best that we can have for that. And, sir, I do hope that you have a really wonderful day, and I thank you for calling.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
And let me say this. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Have a great evening, Americans. Bye-bye.